like to hear some funky. 93.7, the River, River City's classic rock. There goes Doobie Brothers. Dog and Joe Show on the Halloween Hootenanny Spooktacular. Coming up, more Halloween fun. Plus, we got another $1,000 for you, all part of Double Pay Workday in 29 minutes. All you got to do is text back the code word every time you hear it at the bottom of each hour, right around, and that's where you'll get the $1,000. So we got a bunch of it coming, 6A to 6P. You know what we got to do right now? We got to cue some very, very nice game show music. Yes, see, time for Survey Says.
Not a bad game we're playing here this morning.
A little game we call Survey Says, and simply, you get the point if you have the highest answer. Okay, so the first week we played, I believe I won. Last week, Dana, was it Joe that walked away the winner?
Yep.
Oh, God, we need to quit playing this game then. Yes, last week Joe won. Highest answer gets the point. Okay, you guys ready?
Yes, we are.
All right, I'll start first. None of us have seen the answers for the questions each of us are going to ask. You got to chime in with your name first. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, Dana and Joe. What one characteristic would you want to be remembered for?
Joe.
Joe chimed in first.
I would like to be remembered for the characteristic of being a nice guy.
Okay.
Well respected. I don't know what they're looking for.
Well, you got to give me one answer. What would you want to be remembered for?
A good person. No, I don't know what the nice guy is.
Okay, good person.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Dana, can you steal?
Okay, so what would I like to be remembered by?
Come on, Dana!
Pressure. I don't know.
Joe's answer is not the highest. You can't steal this.
Good looking? I don't know.
Good looking.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a little conceited.
I don't know.
Yeah, but the way the world works, that's probably the number one answer.
Dana's answer not on there.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Joe gets the point. Here's how it works. What one characteristic would you want to be remembered for? Friendly, caring, honest, helping people. Number four, generosity. Number three, a good person. Two, funny. And one, kindness. So Joe gets the point.
I kind of should have. I should get the top one because I said a nice guy, kind, to be fun, you know.
Yeah, but that's why I asked you. I told you you had to narrow it down. You still got the point. So, all right.
Okay.
Who wants to go next, Dana or Joe?
Dana, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't scroll down fast enough.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Name something women just can't take criticism about.
Me!
Ooh! Rochambeau.
Nobody can see Rochambeau.
It was this. I can, and it was the same time.
All right, you ready? We got a rock, paper, scissor. It.
Best eyes. One out of one.
Hey, Joe, my eyes are up here.
Go ahead.
My eyes are up here.
Go ahead.
Hands down.
One, two, three. Oh, scissors be favorite, brother.
Joe got scissors.
Okay, what was the...
No.
I like Joe's victory noise.
You cannot... No.
That's new today.
Answer. You have to answer it.
It's like my SEAL team noise.
You have to answer it. We do not repeat.
I kind of feel that they make that noise before they go in and slaughter people.
Yes, they gobble like turkeys.
Oh, gosh, I forget the question.
Name something most women just can't take criticism about.
Oh, their body. Their weight.
No, well, which is it? You don't get to say multiple answers. You can't say their body, their eyes, their weight.
Their weight.
Oh,
that's
Joe.
The number one answer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be number one.
Yeah. This sucks.
Does it?
their looks, their weight. You get one answer. You can't just keep belting out a bunch of stuff.
Well, I'm sorry. My mind's working in overdrive today. It's Halloween. I'm super happy.
I know. Joe's all... He's all got right. The power of Halloween on his side today.
Okay.
Joe's got two... Are you freaking kidding me? Joe's got 2 points on this?
You can't beat me at Halloween.
It has nothing to do with Halloween.
All right. Name something that's described as flat.
Dana. Dog.
Ooh, Dana got you.
No way.
Yeah.
Joe's ass.
Okay.
That's non-existent.
Oh, man. Okay, so.
Come on, Dana.
These questions are so hard.
They are.
I want to say this is like.
Come on.
Something that's flat.
Yes.
Don't let Dog rush you because he's losing and now he's not happy about this.
So I really want to say the Earth because there are those ridiculous flat earthers.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was a big thing for a long time. But I'm going to say something that's flat, the Earth.
Okay.
I'm just going to go with it. Joe, repeat it again one more time.
Name something that's described as flat.
A board.
Well, now, someone's going to have to be the judge of this, okay?
What is it?
Number 12. I mean, number 8 is land.
Okay.
So that's the closest thing to Earth.
Yep.
Okay. Then we've got floor, beer, TV.
Oh, the flat. Okay, okay.
Soda, pancake, tire. The number one answer, table.
See, oh, man, I wanted to say table. So, Dade and I don't get points. Someone has to get a point. No one gets a point.
I mean, land and earth.
That's a stretch, though, a little bit.
Yeah, I think we get...
But land is kind of what I was trying to think of, but my brain is...
Oh, yeah, really?
Off.
Because that's... What do you think tables are made of? Boards? Yeah. I think we go pointless.
You know what? Not all tables are made of boards.
No, they're not.
Yeah, some are made of plastic.
Plastic table, yeah. I think we go scoreless on that for Dana and I.
All right.
Let's do another one.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
These are hard.
I know these are tough. Here we go. Name an activity that men do shirtless.
Dana.
Oh, Dana.
Dana whipped you.
Mowing the lawn.
Ooh, okay. Good one, Dana.
Joe, what do you got?
Backyard basketball.
Wow.
So random.
Name an activity that men do shirtless. They run, they do construction, they mow the lawn.
Woo!
In at number 4, in at number 3, basketball.
Yeah.
What?
In at number 2, lift weights, and the number 1 thing that men do shirtless, they swim.
I got a head of Dana on that one.
Wow. All right, Dana, this game sucks, right?
Yes.
We all done with this?
No, we're not.
Survey says gone forever.
2 more rounds. Dana, you're up, mama.
All right, Dana.
Okay.
Give me something good. This is rotten. I cannot believe this today.
You cannot touch me on Halloween.
How much Halloween candy did you eat?
A lot.
He's all kid candied up.
Yeah. All right. Name a fast food that you can eat while driving.
You said it before she finished the word driving. I'll give it to you, though. But you
he's going to get it.
Yeah.
Name something that you can eat while driving.
Mm-hmm.
Fries.
Yep, that's number 1.
Woo! Cheeseburger.
Donuts, hamburger, banana, pretzel, bagel.
Yeah! All right, got a point at least.
I'm not happy about that. Okay. Name a reason you might be beaten out for a job by someone not nearly as qualified as you.
I will say looks.
Okay, Dana?
Okay, it's not as qualified.
A reason you could be beaten out for a job by someone not nearly as qualified as you.
They know somebody.
Oh, that's good, too.
So what would you call that?
They have a...
Yeah, they've got an in. They know someone.
They've got
someone.
An in, yeah.
They've got an in.
I don't know how else to describe
it. Yeah, they know but, someone.
Yeah.
What was your answer?
Mine was looks, appearance.
Okay, now, again, here's the answer.
Joe, your questions suck.
Yeah, you suck. What are you doing?
They're awful today.
All right, read them off.
Number 6 was education.
Okay.
Number 5 was sex.
Okay.
They slept their way to the top.
Okay.
Number 4, favoritism, which kind of is what Nana
said. No,
that's
not favoritism. Keep going.
Number 3, race.
Okay.
Number 2, looks.
Okay.
Number 1, age.
I get that.
Yeah, dog gets that.
Yeah, I get that point. Yeah.
Yeah, mine wasn't close to that.
Woo! Okay, what's the final score, Dana? I had 2.
Wait, did Joe and I go? Did you read your question?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
That was mine.
So
3-2.
Oh, Joe won that round?
Yep.
Bum, 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 ba-da-dum.
Well, hopefully nobody enjoys this game because it will never, ever come back again here on the
come
river.
On.
It's awful.
That's
game.
Two times Joe has smoked us.
Yeah, it was
the anticipation for Halloween last week.
Stupid. We got more cash coming up 20 minutes away, another $1,000. Here comes Motley Crue.